Slay. Hey everyone, it's me Jay and I'm with my girl Nina, and welcome back to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. Thank you all at Go Professional for being our sponsors. We love you so much. And listen up, it is August and we are winding down the new Calora Glass Seasonal Shades limited edition with a collaboration with me and Oligo, and it's all about that framboise raspberry and cut-eye coral. But listen up, we plan this out strategically and you can use these two tonalities behind the chair in fall. So make sure you get your limited edition seasonal shades right now. Hit up your local distributors or go to oligopro.com because the seasonal shades will end on August 31st. And make sure to tag at Nina Tolio because she's been doing the feature Friday and she wants to see all of your beautiful tonalities. And so do I. Nina, hi, baby.
Ooh, hello. I'm excited about today. First of all, I love the seasonal shades. You guys killed it. And I love that I've been able to feature them on my feature Fridays. So I'm going to be doing that. And yes, you can use them through the fall. They're so beautiful. The raspberry framboise is my favorite, absolute favorite. But please tag me. I would love to feature you in my story on Friday. And guess what?
What?
Make That Money's coming back.
Hey, ching, ching, money ain't a thing. That's how I feel about it.
And guess what is the most important thing is that it is the last session for the entire year. If you're a suite owner renter and you have been putting it off and putting it in your back pocket, this is the time right now. Doors open August 9th, but you can get on the wait list at ninatulio.com or just slide on into my DMs on Instagram if you have any questions, because I've been getting a lot of questions from future suite owners and renters and people who just want to know if the course is for them. More than happy to answer that, but I would love to see you in class. Doors open August 9th through the 20th and class starts August 23rd. So I can't wait to see you. But more importantly, we have a special guest.
Oh, stop playing with me.
Oh, you want to know. And listen, this is not her first time, but her second time as a guest on our podcast. And I am so excited for you to welcome her in.
And Nina, we're talking about leadership and we knew that we had to have our guests. So I would like to introduce our guest today on the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. And it's the one, the only Tina Black, and she is an author, speaker, and leadership expert and an owner of 4 Paul Mitchell schools and 3 Paul Mitchell salons, which is dear to my heart because I was a fellow homegrown Paul Mitchell the School Tampa alumni. I don't know how to say that, but I want to welcome Tina Black. There's no one better to lead this conversation and leadership than you. Welcome to the back to the podcast.
Oh my gosh, Jay. Well, first of all, if we were on stage right now together, I would be dancing and hugging both of you like crazy. I can't dance as good as you, Nina. I mean, you are my dancing mentor.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Hello. I love watching you dance. It's my favorite thing to do. And Jay, you are a comedian. We've got to get you on and have you speak to our future professionals.
They're absolutely
in love. And I love that you're a graduate from Paul Mitchell School, obviously.
Yes. I love it. And I'm so excited about today's conversation that we're going to get into. And you know, you've been here before. We like to just get into it and like jump right in. Yeah. And so we're talking about leadership and I want to ask you, what is the new point of view on leadership for commission salons? So not only leadership, but we're talking commission. Because that's something that we need to talk about in the industry. So what is that new point of view of leadership in the commission salons that you are seeing right now?
It's so much. And, you know, to be honest with you, I haven't done it all right. And I've done so many things wrong. And I only teach from my mistakes. And I've made plenty of them. Trust me, I've been there, done that. And, you know, when last year happened, I told my team, I'm like, listen, this is not my first crisis. My first crisis was my salon walkout. And by the way, I've had two really big salon walkouts, been there, done that. And that was before COVID. So this is not anything new that's happening to salon owners. They think it is, but it's not. It's the shift in the industry that I'm seeing is the shift of the type of professionals that we're bringing into our cosmetology schools. And I truly believe, and of course I'm partial to the high-end type schools, and Paul Mitchell the school is very high-end. Obviously, Jay, look how great you turned out.
They set me up to win.
The type of people that we are, you know, attracting are people like you, Jay. And it's incredible what's happening in the industry, because I've been in it for 25 plus years. And so it's a whole different ball game, right? So we need to be thinking differently, just like every other company is thinking differently. And that's why I had to start studying leadership back in 2013. I became a John Maxwell coach so that I could start studying leadership. And what I didn't realize, that the highest form of leadership is leading myself. And I had to get good first. And it had to start at home, because leadership starts at home. And that's where it starts. And so I believe the new commission salon owner needs to wake up. Like, we got to lead. Like, don't get your leadership on, get your love on. Like, let's get back to your why. Why did you get into this business? I think it's because you love people. But somewhere along the way, you got rejected. You got criticized, you got whatever, right? Now you're having to deal with trauma from your past, right? We're all people, we're human beings, we're not human doings. And so somewhere along the way, you got angry at people, but no, you love people. This is why you got into this business. So let's help you. Let's have Nina, Jay, myself, let's help you to get rid of those excuses so that we can help you to find that love again for people. And that's really all it is. It's building a safe space for our people and making it an incredible opportunity for them to grow in this business. Let's find out what their dreams are. And then let's sit down with them and help their dreams come true. We get to be dream makers. That's what we are. We're dream makers. Let's do it.
Absolutely. There's a quote out there, and I shared it on my Instagram last year during COVID, and it said, leadership looks a lot like loving people. Mm. And it's so true. I really believe that. And what happens though sometimes is that a lot of stylists take the next step into becoming an owner, but they just don't quite understand that leadership piece, because managing a team of people and leading and nurturing and guiding people is the hardest in any business, I believe. But it's also the most effective and the most rewarding. So if we can get that right, along with systems and processes, and then taking care of the finances, brand, culture, all the things, right? But if we could get the leadership right, it just makes so much more sense for the business. Another statement I want to point out is that you said, you know, commission salon owners have to wake up. And I think one of the biggest things, and what I kind of interpreted from that, is that salon owners have to be open to change. Yes. One of the biggest things, and I shared this last week too, and people were kind of like, but one of the biggest things that you can do in your business is be open to change. You can't do what you were doing 5 years ago. You can't lead people the way that you were leading them 10 years ago. So how do you feel about that in terms of change? Is there anything maybe specific, whether it be scheduling or maybe allowing more freedom? People are doing hybrids now, you know, they're allowing the hybrid situation. Yeah. Like, what are your thoughts on all of that?
1000%. Like, we have to grow. Every other business, like, you've got to study business outside of the beauty industry. And again, going back to the John Maxwell team, I have been privy to be around 161 different people in different countries. And so we're talking hundreds of thousands different companies that these coaches are learning to deal with and how to train in leadership. And it's the same, right? And so here's the deal. Like, you've got to be flexible. You have to be adaptable to change. Like, just watching Chick-fil-A, for example, that's right next to one of my schools, all of a sudden, they still aren't having people come inside their building. they have been able to figure out how to very, very well take care of their clients outside. And what they've done is incredible, and it's across the nation. So think about your business as something that, hey, this is scalable. If I'm going to make this scalable, what do I need? What kind of systems do I need to do so that I can grow this thing, right? Because people want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. We've got people that are a lot smarter these days. These kids,
yes,
the way they're growing up, I'm looking at my grandkids and he's 2.5 years old and he's scrolling on my cell phone. Like, I just learned how to scroll on my cell phone. And he's 2.5. Like, you have to realize we've created this generation. We raised them up. So we've got to grow with the time. And I didn't realize this, Nina and Jay, but in 2013, I looked in the mirror and I thought, oh my gosh, I lost this business because of me. Like, look in the mirror. Like, you suck as a leader. And I still, to this day, I've got days I'm like, you know, you just sucked at that coaching. Like, what are you going to do about it? You know? And so you've got to learn how to lead people. Again, like you said, learn how to love people. And what does it look like? It looks like keeping it super safe for them and also helping them to get out of their comfort zone. But you said it right, Nina. You got to get out of your comfort zone. You got to invest in your leadership. Yeah, it's great. You're investing in cutting, color, texture, makeup, but you got to invest in leadership coaches. You've got to be a part of this new generation of coaches that are training in leadership too, not just in technical ability, but you've got to be trained in leadership. And that's why I love doing master classes. We've been doing them for many, many years for salon owners, Nina, and leaders. And it's really helping people to wake up, to realize, whoa, I thought I had it right. And, you know, we start at home first. Like, we're like, let's get this right at home, because like, hey, you can't leave your soul at home. You know, you've got to get this right at home first. And if you're acting like a fool at home, you're going to be acting a fool at work. Like, don't think that you can separate the two.
Absolutely. Tina, one thing I want to say is what you talked about is that realizing that you have to be adaptable, and adapt and evolve is like two words that I know me and Nina and you as well live by. And it's looking at what you're doing, and if it's not doing it well, then reaching out to have leaders who are doing it exceptional to give you guidance and to lean in. And it's okay to get it wrong. Just be aware, right, of getting it right. And are there any like quick tips of in those moments for you? Like, you spoke about, you know, having salon walkouts. I have to. You know, it's the most devastating feeling, but it's always me in the mirror saying,
yeah,
what are you going to do about it? Right. Yeah. In those moments, what kind of like brings you back? Like, what is that journey kind of look like? Or like, how do you move through that moment when it happens? Cause I know there's a lot of people out there listening who have experienced it or will experience it.
It's so funny. I just bought a Peloton and today was the first time that I realized that it's actually training you in leadership. So if you look at the cadence plus resistance, that equals the output. And today I'm sitting there writing it. I'm like, whoa, 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 this is awesome. Like, I've got to share this today. So thank you for giving me this opportunity, but I am going to study it a little bit more because I think I'm onto something here. But the more challenges that you have, the more adversity that you face, it's the more of the opportunity to press into that resistance. And all of a sudden you're going to get more output. And I actually now start to embrace bad things that happen. And Sean Chido, who is my COO over all of my companies, and he's my business partner as well now too. And so he and I, every time something goes wrong, which we had a bunch of things that went wrong today, just so you know, this is every day. There's always adversity coming at you. And I'm like, more stage stuff. We've got more stage stuff. We got more stuff that we can help change people's lives. And I have to start writing down all of these things that happen bad because I'm so used to it, Jay, that I don't think anything of it. And yes. I've been able to, I like to call it right now, this is what I'm calling it. Am I going to victim up or am I going to warrior up?
Wow.
And guess what? I want to be a warrior. And because I know warriors, like, they fight past that resistance and they're the ones who get past all of it, and their output is so tremendous. And I know I've got more in me. Like, I'm going to be 57. Right. And so, but I know I got more in me. I'm not ever going to retire. My family knows I'm not going to retire, that I'll still be doing master classes in the nursing home. You know, I'll be 120 years old. I'll still be training on leadership because I was born for this. And that's always the question that I have for my team. Like, as a business owner, like, you've got to be a life coach and a business coach. And if you didn't think you signed up for that, then you know what? Then become an employee. Be a yes. great employee, right? Because if you signed up to be an owner, to be a leader, then you signed up to love people to reach their dreams. And I live for that. Like, to watch my team reach their dream and to press past the resistance. I'm coaching so many of our leaders right now, Jay. I'm just waiting. Like, are they going to victim up or are they going to warrior up? You know, when they start to get feedback from their team, I start to look and I watch their nonverbals and, you know, are they kind of retreating or are they like, okay, all right, I'm going to own that perception. Thank you for that feedback. And I'm going to press on and press through that resistance. And I tell you, when you do that, I'm telling you, you will be an incredible leader and nothing is impossible for you. Anything is possible. Wow. You can press through.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. And you kind of just segued right into our next section that I think is so important. And it's one of the areas that I believe commission salon owners struggle with. We're not going to talk about attracting new team members because that's a whole other situation in itself, but how can commission salon owners create an environment, create a brand, create a culture that allows the team to become more loyal and stay with them a little bit longer? So creating that sustainability within the business so they don't have that turnover. Because listen, it's one thing to attract new stylists, right? And your brand and your mission and maybe even your core values or your culture may be able to attract them. But the consistency throughout and the coaching throughout and the constant guidance and leadership there needs to be so consistent year after year after year, like it just doesn't go away. What can owners do to create that long-standing relationship with their stylists?
Yeah. You know, I think it just goes back to what we're talking about right now. And, you know, when I say get your love on, I mean, like, have a heart for people and a head for business. And when I coach salon owners, most of them do have a heart for people. They might be a little tainted. They're angry because they didn't have a head for business. They don't understand how much to pay their team. They don't understand like how much of that percentage should be their rent. They don't understand. Like, I even saw a post of a young lady who opened a salon and she doesn't even have staff. And I thought, what the heck happened there? Like, we have this opportunity as salon owners to partner with our existing staff. Like when I was saying adapting and all of that earlier, like, we have to think differently. Like, at one time I thought, okay, I want to develop a career path. So I'm going to hire future partners. And so I tell the people when we start bringing them on, like, listen, you're not just an employee to me. Like, you are a future partner. And that's what I'm going to groom you for. Now, I haven't developed anything on the interim. So I'm getting a little bit more adaptable and starting to see different lights of what is possible. So I've been getting trained by a coach friend of mine, Nicole Cumberlander, who's a Paul Mitchell school owner and salon owner. And by the way, she has come out and said out loud to everybody, so this is no secret, that she, as a school owner, Paul Mitchell school owner, does not allow suite owners to come in to attract their students. Okay. Wow. And interesting enough, I was like, that is brilliant, because she wants them, like you do, Nina. And this is what I love about you, because you guys are training suite owners how to be financially stable and how to be smart. because some of those suite ownerships, like, they're not a very smart business plan. You know, I had a student of mine, he decided to go immediately into a suite, right? And then he realized that he was paying three times the amount of rent that he could be paying owning a salon with four chairs. So he got a little smarter after getting a divorce, having a child, working 80, 90 hours a week to make ends meet, and realized that wasn't a very smart business plan. And so I know that's why you and I and Jay have all gotten together and said, listen, we love hairstylists and we want to help you to be smart in business,
yes,
right? So have a heart for people and a head for business. And so I think that's what's most important here is you've got to have coaches all around you and you have to start thinking differently for the future and set up a career path. My goodness, every other company has a career path for their team, except for salons. Like, what, you want to like keep them with you forever, like doing this? Like, come on, let's sit down with them. What's your dreams? What's your goals? Are you doing dream boards with them? Let's get excited. Let's help them to reach those specific goals and dreams that they have and push them a little bit farther. Like, what do you think about this? Right? A lot of our team said, I didn't want to be a salon owner. And, you know, then couple of years later, 23, 24 years old, they're owning a salon with us, buying a house, getting married, like watching their dreams come true is incredible. It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are, you know, your dreams can come true. So you have that opportunity as an owner to be that life coach, that business coach, right, for your team. Like, this is an honor. It's all I can say. Like, every day that I wake up and I say, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that I have, like, who can I speak into to encourage today? Like, who do I need to talk to and help them to believe in their personal dreams?
I have to say, there's a couple of things that I got away from what you just said. And it's being present.
Yeah.
It's being aware. Mm-hmm. And it's being accountable. And I love that because for me, awareness is everything. And I think moving forward, 2021 and beyond, being aware, that's the only way to move forward is read the room. What is the room seeing? And especially in leadership and being available to say, what are your dreams? What's going on? I'm going through that with my assistant and it's just me and him. I'm like, where do you want to go? Because I may not be that person for you, or I may be, but if I don't ask that as a mentor and a leader, I'm not doing my part. And he's walking through life blinded and maybe a little messed up because I wasn't available, right? So I love that you talked about that. And I do want to ask, now that you know, you kind of set me up for this and I love you for it, but what does the future look like for commission salons? Like, what does the future hold? What does it look like? Is there new innovative approaches that you're seeing that you've added into your business? What does that look like for all of us?
Yeah, I think it's unfolding right now as we speak, but I truly believe, like, I'm just staying my course right now. Yes. And that's what it looks like for us, right? And so we know we're on the right wavelength right now, but we also know that we also have to be ready to switch on a dime. And so I've gotten my team prepared for that. And as a leadership coach, as a salon owner, as a school owner, I have to be completely that person training them in leadership. And so we have a consistent, every single month going through a book together. We do books together. We love reading books. Right now we're doing the book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. Right. And so by Amy Morin, and it's been incredible, right? Because I think the number one challenge people have is being a people pleaser. And so just constantly infiltrating a lot of coaching. When we do master classes for salon owners, we tell them, now train this to your staff. So we trained you. Now you do the same thing with your staff. So take that same information and trickle it on down. And so the future of the commission salon owner is you've got to be ready to change on a dime. You might want to change. And, you know, we're talking a little bit about this, change the way that you're offering career paths, giving opportunities, right? And so Nicole Cumberlander, so going back to her as my coach, so she's made me think differently because we have this opportunity to potentially partner up with another salon owner that we could take one side and make it like just like Nicole is doing, one side and make it a suite ownership and keep it completely separated and have the commission stylists that might want to be future partners in future salons together, or they can choose to have the suite. Because sometimes people are going to be like, no, I want to be a solopreneur. I want to work on my own. It works better for me and my lifestyle right now, this season in my life. I may eventually want to take on that path, Tina, but right now this is what I want. And so this would give me the opportunity to say, hey, okay, let's make sure you have 240 guests. Let's make sure your average ticket is here. Let's make sure you have this set up so that I want to set you up for success because I want you to stay married. I want you to be able to have children, whatever your goal is. I want you to be able to have, but I feel like that's my responsibility, Jay, to train my team how to be financially stable and how to be able to, you know, take risks, right? Calculated risks in their life, but that's my responsibility. So the future of the commission salon owner, like you gotta understand your business, A. And I think most salon owners don't understand their business. They don't understand how much should be rent, how much percentage of their gross should be rent, how much percentage of their gross should be product, right? And so on and so forth. So first of all, get that training, get that down. That's foundation. That's the 101, business 101. So it's okay if you don't know it now. You've got some coaches right here that can train that, but it's your responsibility to know your numbers and it's your responsibility ability to have open book management, to train your team to understand why you've set the numbers the way you have. You've got to give a very strong why. Again, it goes back to we are attracting a very smart generation and they are taught on business. Like they are selling lemonade at 4 years old. They understand business. They have online businesses at 5 years old, right? So we've got to get a lot smarter. And again, you know, make it in an environment like our team knows that they would not hit 100K, 200K behind the chair, Jay and Nina, if it wasn't for their team. Because we have an entire team structure where everyone assists one another, everyone. It's so beautiful. And the clients love it because they know that they can get their hair done by any of our stylists. My daughter, who has two children, if she has to miss a week because her children are sick, she knows that her clients can go see any of the other stylists there and get the same service. And so that's what's beautiful that with our structure that we have, and it works really well for us and works really well for our stylists. So they can go on vacation, they can have a life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not worry about their clients.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, one of the things that stuck out to me the most, I think it's so important, is you have to learn, first of all, one-on-one coaching is one of the things that I just am wholeheartedly invested in. And I lived it because I coached my team every single month. And we had team meetings together, but then we had our individual 1 hour monthly meetings. And there was a time there where I fell off the wagon for a little bit. And they're like, we need these team meetings. Like, and I didn't realize the importance of it, you know, and that was my fault for, you know, letting that fall to the wayside. Right. And so I realized that they crave this stuff. They crave training. Yeah. They crave structure. They crave routine. And as an owner, one thing that we haven't really talked about right now and today is accountability. And a lot of owners are really scared to hold their team accountable, which I understand because I've been in that space too. But your job is to make sure that everyone is accountable, including yourself, because you are the leader. So that way there is structure, there is cohesion, there is camaraderie, there is community in your business. Because if not, the stylists start running your business. And so the accountability part is so incredibly important too. So with that being said, we could probably talk about this one question for hours, but what are the two challenges as we stand right here in 2021, what are the two challenges that you see are the biggest for the commission salon and the commission salon owner?
Yeah. And I kind of actually want to piggyback off of that, because I love what you're saying going into the one-on-ones, right? So it's really lack of communication with their team. It's building safety with them, not only for them to be honest, but also building safety so that they can give you feedback. Like, you as a leader need to be a feedback champ. Right. And so I know that if I'm able to take feedback, then I can start giving feedback, because now I know that they're open to that feedback. They're open to not being, not having excuses any longer. Cause we all know that's what it is. Cause it's fear that causes excuses. And so as a leadership coach, as a business owner, I know it's my responsibility to understand how every single one of my team members are wired. Okay. And so I've become like a DISC personality coach and trainer for that reason, so that I can study my people. I'm like, oh yeah, hi I, oh yeah, hi D, hi S. I understand their fears. And so it kind of spells out, like, they have fear of rejection. Do they have fear of being criticized? They have fear of being taken advantage of. And I can kind of help them break through those fears, Nina, in the one-on-ones, because again, I have to be that life coach for them. And I noticed, like, with that communication piece too, Nina, and when I coach salon owners, is I try to pull, and I pulled myself out of this, because to me, it's gotta be people before profit, right? You've got to assign somebody on your team who has the most influence on them, to help them with their numbers. Cause that's where, when you hit them in the pocketbook, and if it comes from you as the owner, it's not as, it's not magical.
It hits different. Yep.
Yeah. You gotta be the most magical person. And so I train now, because of myself going through this transformation of being the inspirational, motivational person on the team as the owner. So if you're a partner or an owner, you should be the most inspirational person. So when you walk into the room, are they like, oh my gosh, Tina's here? Or when you walk into the room, like, oh shoot, we better do our jobs. Tina's here.
Yeah.
And I live there. I trust our staff. Same. Yes. There was a time, and maybe there still is on occasion, of like, oh crap, we better all get to work. Tina's here. Right. Yes. But I don't want to be that way. Like, my intention is that when I walk in, that people are super excited. So how am I making sure that they are excited that I'm there? Because I want to give them the most encouragement. I'm not a mom. I'm their life coach, right? I want to give them the most encouragement to help them to reach their goals and dreams. You said you wanted to do this, but as far as numbers, we try to have like a sales leader coach for our people. And we actually chose Sean Chido to do that for our salon leaders, because he has the most influence with them, and he's so good with them and so calm.
I love him.
Collective, yes, with our salon leaders. And then they trickle that down to their team. So when you were saying about being held accountable, if you as the owner are not held accountable by a coach, you will never be able to hold your team accountable. So
absolutely,
I'm telling you right now, get yourself a coach, get a therapist. I have a bunch of them. I've got therapists and I've got coaches, right? And I'm always looking for my next coach, Nina, someone that I know who can break through my excuses, because I got a lot of them.
Same.
And I want to reach my goals and dreams too.
With you.
Yeah.
Woo! I don't know about you, but I am fired up. I'm about to go for a run and I'll run.
You know what I mean?
Peloton. I might have to do another Peloton ride.
I'm like, Tina Black, if you better show up on this podcast right now. Wow. I'm just so grateful in this moment. I'm just so grateful for everyone listening right now. Like, wow. And if you, I'm talking to you right now, you're in your car and you're driving to work and you're like fired up right now, tell your salon to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your salon, you listening right now, we love you. Share it. Cause this is pure
you better
magic.
Share it.
Yeah, pure gold. Absolutely. And anytime that you, I love chatting with you, Tina. I mean, I just can talk to you all day long. And I just,
I'm obsessed with you. I'm a fangirl, by the way, a major fangirl.
Oh my God. I love it.
I am too.
Every time I get a Facebook message, I'm like, it's Tina Black. I just love you so much. And you've always been so supportive and you're just a supportive, kind person. And I just love that so much about you and everything that you're sharing. I know that I align with, I know that Jay aligns with, and I know that it's going to really hit our salon owners. There's a lot of nuggets in here and a lot of things for them to think about. And now that we did all the serious stuff and we dropped all the nuggets and the bombs, we have a little surprise for you because we are going to do what we call rapid fire questions.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Y'all know the drill, honey.
And so what we're going to do is Tina has no idea the questions that we're going to ask.
No idea.
And they're random, totally fun, random questions because we kind of like to close it down with a little bit of fun. I'm going to put 1 minute on the clock and Jay is going to ask you the most random, bizarre questions. And right. Your job is to answer as many of
my mind clean. Yes. I got to clean my mind.
Yeah. Let's take a little
answer as many of them as you can in 1 minute. So let me get my little timer up here so we can get started. Tina had no idea about this. She's like, huh?
What is going on? Now I'm nervous.
No, so oh my gosh.
Listening to this.
It's going to be so fun. Jay, you ready?
Yes.
You have all your questions. Let's go. 1 minute.
What would you rather throw away, love or money?
Money.
What's the most beautiful place you've ever seen?
Hawaii.
What is your favorite TV show?
Oh, Love It or List It.
Who is your Hollywood Hall Pass?
Oh boy. gosh. Matthew Connelly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I'm kidding. If you could trade lives with someone, who would it be?
Oh gosh, Nina.
Yes, I would too.
I want to be able to dance like her.
Yes. If yeah. If you could only use one word the rest of your life, Tina, what would you choose?
Love.
Oh, what is the funniest thing you've seen on the news?
Oh, geez. I never watched the news.
Pass. Okay. What would you rather look like? Look like a potato or feel? Okay. Would you rather look like a potato or feel like a potato?
I'd rather feel like a potato.
Time is up. Time is up. I messed up. Time is up. I'm dying.
Where it came from?
I think I'd rather feel.
That's so bizarre and random.
I just had potato
I scrolled and just read. I was... Tina, here's the fun fact. I didn't even know what I was gonna ask. Oh, like we were funny. All just out in the yeah. open, just vulnerable.
Where do you get these questions? It's so funny. I love it. I'm sweating.
So we did this on the fly. We do have this plan, but I was like, okay, here are the questions, and I just was scrolling and reading. But listen, I love it. Like, I love you. I'm addicted to you. I think you have just shook my soul and the industry soul. And keep doing it because we need you. Mm. And it's been so warm and fuzzy.
Thank you guys. Thank you for all that you guys do. You're amazing. So I will continue to send people to you as I always do.
Thank you so much. It. She said she wanted to be like me.
I know, Nina.
I want to dance like you.
Listen, Tina, I'm going to make a deal with you. So one of my goals, honestly, because Sean and I talked about this way before COVID. One of my goals is to somehow get to you guys and meet you in some way, shape or form to teach, to educate students. Yeah. I don't even care. I'll show up however you want me to. Yeah. That's one of my goals. So when we do that, you and I are going to have like a little dance lesson.
Okay. All right.
And we're going to film it.
You have to realize that this girl, I clap off beat and
that's okay.
Off beat.
That's okay.
I think you found the right one.
I'm really stiff. I'm super stiff.
It's all right.
I'll film it.
Yes. We're going to, Jay's going to film it. We're going to loosen you up. I'm so excited. But thank you so much for just being authentic, really sharing so much knowledge. Where can people find you?
Yeah, a quickest, fastest way is just tinablack.net is my website, and it has everything on there. So everything that we offer from all of our courses, master classes, I can let you know if you message me. So
Perfect. Make sure you hit her up on her website. You're so responsive too. If you have any questions, make sure that you, you know, follow up with her. Please go ahead and follow our amazing sponsor at Oligo Pro on Instagram, my best guy at It's Mr. J Ladner, and myself at Nina Tullio. And if you learn anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth and remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.